Welcome to the S-plane, where the poles and zeros of linear time-invariant systems reside. With the mouse, you can place poles and zeros on the S-plane by clicking the appropriate button, and then clicking on the plane. But remember that no more than 6 poles can be added, and the number of zeros must be less than the number of poles. In other words, you can specify a strictly proper rational transfer function of order no greater than 6. If the default gain is selected, notice that it becomes negative when an odd number of poles and zeros are in the right half plane. This preserves G of 0 equals 1, the default condition of unity DC gain that yields 0 steady state error to a step input if the system is stable. Because the default gain grows without bound, as a zero of the transfer function approaches the origin of the S-plane, there is an automatic override that freezes the default gain in this circumstance. Also, the numerical values of step response characteristics are shown only when the system is stable and the steady state error is zero.